Blog Talk Radio.
For generations, individuals have been turning to their local libraries for information in order to learn about a subject. The library has changed with the times, and now many offer access through the internet. The library's role of educating people in an For generations, individuals have been turning to their local libraries for information in order to learn about a subject. The library has changed with the times, and now many offer access through the internet. The library's role of educating people in an affordable way, which continues to improve and enrich lives of their patrons, providing answers to concerns and curiosities alike from an accurate source. Tomorrow begins National Library Week, April 14th through 20th. Make sure to visit your local library and join in on the festivities. And remember to tell them thank you. Many car accident victims have found helpful personal injury, disability, medical insurance, and employer information from this valuable source. Let's talk about you and Library Week and why it is important to you and your car accident concerns today here on Estra's radio show. Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio this April 13th, 2013. This is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns. Wow, that's been an interesting experience. For some reason, we're having an echo on the show. And everything I say is even being repeated. So I'll see if I can actually get that sis. So we'll see if I can get resolved, the echo resolved. For generations, individuals have been turning to their local libraries for information in order to learn about a subject. The library has changed with the times, and now many offer access through the internet. The library's role of educating people in an affordable way, which continues to improve and enrich lives of their patrons, providing answers to concerns and curiosities alike from an accurate source. Tomorrow begins National Library Week, April 14th through 20th. Make sure to visit your local library and join in on the festivities. And remember to tell them thank you. Many car accident victims have found helpful personal injury, disability, medical insurance, and employer information from this valuable source. Let's talk about you and Library Week and why it is important to you and your car accident concerns today here on Estra's radio show. Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio this April 13th, 2013. This is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Our program talks about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident. And it's up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385 to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you may need to hear your story. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our personal injury news comes from NewYorkDailyNews.com. And the actual title of the article is Georgia Boy Saves Mom's Life Following a Car Crash. And it's by David Boroff. And his email address, if you want to send him a comment on the article, is dboroff@NYDailyNews.com. And it's also out on our Facebook site. Quote, a Georgia mother does not remember losing her life, but her young son will never forget saving it. Lisa Polk's 11-year-old offspring, Charlie, acted with the composure of someone twice his age following their car accident last month in Cummington, Georgia. Charlie's mother was driving him to the brothers' soccer game when their Jeep veered off a winding road and skidded down a 30-foot embankment. The vehicle ended up in a creek upside down. Young Charlie knew he must escape the vehicle to find help for his badly injured mother, who was in danger of drowning. I tried to look for a hole and I crawled out, Charlie told WXIA in Georgia on Tuesday. When I looked down and I saw my legs had a bunch of blood all over, and I crawled and got help. After climbing up the embankment, Charlie was able to find help. A passerby worked to keep Lisa Polk's head above water until more assistance arrived. A medical helicopter soon took her to the hospital. Lisa Polk suffered multiple broken bones, but does not remember the accident. I don't remember going off the road. I don't remember being in a helicopter. Nothing, she adds. She does know one thing. Her son is quite special. For him to do this and just be 11 years old, she told WXIA, he is awesome, end quote. You know, it's always wonderful to find a story that is uplifting and encouraging, where something tragic has something of encouragement to those who are involved. You know, one can only hope when caught in such a circumstance that one will have the courage and determination Charlie possessed this day. What an incredible job for anyone, especially an 11-year-old. It is not necessarily your age which makes a difference, but a will to do the best you can in a difficult situation. Congratulations, Charlie. You did an excellent job, and I hope that your mother gets better soon. Now for my commentary on you and National Library Week. Children find the library as a place of adventure, a learning style that keeps them asking and being able to answer questions. The story time most libraries offer keeps the kids engaged and spurs their creativity to explore the world around them. It's a way of education that feels more like getting to know about themselves and perhaps gives rise to the dreams of their destinies. Libraries can also make family time an enjoyable place to meet and share our thoughts and feelings about the things we like and find information which helps to share it in interesting ways. When the unthinkable happens, a car accident, there are rows of books with information regarding your condition, suggestions that might spark ideas to help in your recovery, and the experiences of others, medical information and research about what is known now and where people are working to get into in the future. There are possibly books, videos, audios, and internet access to allow you to find information on whatever you seek to learn. There is insurance, employer, disability, along with many topics related to personal injury. The accuracy of these resources bring past, current, and future visions of where our world has been and where it's going. And fortunately, they typically have knowledgeable librarians who are eager to assist you in locating what you're looking for, along with sharing the vast knowledge they have on a particular topic. In my opinion, this is a good use of our tax dollars at work, providing inexpensive services to allow us to grow intellectually as human beings, a depository of experiences, discoveries, and continuing technological advancements. Our libraries open the door to our minds and allow us to seek and search as far as our curiosity will take us, not to mention the interesting people you'll meet and the relaxation it brings from the day-to-day struggles of dealing with a car collision. This week, join in on the events planned by your local library. Make sure to thank them for their continual hard work and support. Take someone with you. Expose them to a world that can be limitless in its ability to share more knowledge than typically one person can hold. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, and from time to time, I'll be stopping and commenting on a section. Today's article, the first one we're going to talk about, basically summarizes the actual activities for National Library Week of 2013. And it's coming from two different websites. It's the atyourlibrary.org and also the www.ala.org. And that's ALA is American Library Association. The celebration for National Library Week is from April 14th to the 20th this year. So that means it starts tomorrow. So get ready. Celebrate, it actually has a theme of communities matter at your library, and that's so true. And in my opinion, many of the library staff do their best to assist you in finding what you're looking for. The National Library Week honorary chair is Caroline Kennedy, and the actual events for this week include School Library Month. The State of America's Library Report is released on Monday the 15th. National Library Workers' Day on April 16th, which is Tuesday. National Bookmobile Day, which is April 17th, which is Wednesday. Support Teen Literature is also April 18th on Thursday. So those are some highlights, but they'll have activities all through the week. Every day across the country, libraries open their doors to everyone, including students, parents, seniors, teachers, writers, artists, job seekers, entrepreneurs, readers, gamers, music lovers, and travel buffs. And that's their list. What I would add is people who've been in car accidents that may have injuries, who are seeking information on their condition, medical information, insurance, employer, personal injury. I mean, the list could be endless on the things that this segment of people are seeking, and it's a wonderful thing to have a location where people can go and find that information. So make sure to head to your library during the National Library Week to see what's new and also to take part in the celebration, what they're putting on in libraries all across the country. So the National Library Week is a national observation sponsored by the American Library Association, which is the ALA, and libraries across the country each April. So this is me here for a moment. So every April you can put on your calendar, let's join into National Library Week. Let's see here. They have for the whole week, basically, first of all, I didn't know that this has been sponsored since 1958. So they've been observing it since that time. And it's a time to celebrate the contributions of our nation's libraries and librarians and to promote library use and support. And that's all types of libraries, which I didn't know. It's school, public, academic, and special. And I didn't even know we had special. So participate and also find out about the different types of libraries in your community, because more of these types may be open to you than you actually knew. They're also going to have on the 12th, it's called National Drop Everything and Read Day. That sounds fun. It says DEAR stands for Drop Everything and Read. National Dear Day is a special reading celebration to remind and encourage families to make reading together on a daily basis a priority. And that's so very true. I mean, it's nothing better than sitting down and enjoying a good book and just being able to discuss it, even if it's with a young child or another adult or a teenager, anything in between. It just builds a relationship when you can both sit and talk and read different books. My daughter and I, as she grew up, read several series together, and I found it to be a very enjoyable process. And also, they're going to have a National Library Workers Day, and it's Allied Professional Association, also, which is ALA, the Organization for the Advancement of Library Employees, and it annually sponsors National Library Workers Day, which is great, and it falls on a Tuesday. And it was first celebrated in 2004, and it was for the purpose to recognize all library workers, including librarians, support staff, and others who make library services possible every single day. And I have to say that when you need help and you're looking for someone to find the answers, there is nothing better than finding someone at your local library who knows about your subject, points you in the direction for the books or magazines, videos, I mean, whatever it is that they have on your subject, and explores those possibilities with you and takes the time and is patient with you in order for you to be able to get your questions answered. The National Bookmobile Day was first celebrated in 2010, wow, it's not been too long ago, by the American Library Association's Office for Literacy and Outreach Services, the Association of Bookmobile and Outreach Services, and the Association of Rural and Small Libraries. So that's a lot of people coming together to make sure that you're getting what you need in the sense of literary support. The National Bookmobile Day is an annual celebration of the contributions of our nation's bookmobiles and the dedicated professionals who make quality bookmobile outreach possible in their communities. You know, it's amazing to me that we always find people out there caring about other people in the midst of so many other things going on, that they don't actually stay within their own self. They actually get out into their communities and help people in need. And there's probably very few things as rewarding as supporting other people in their endeavors to improve themselves, just as if most people hopefully will have other people in their lives to support the things that they're trying to accomplish. Celebrate Teen Literature Day, which is the 18th, was first celebrated in the year of 2007 by the Young Adult Library Services Association. Wow, I never knew all these actual groups were out there attempting to support their communities. The purpose of the rename, which started, I guess, in 2013, Celebrate Teen Literature Day, is to raise awareness among the general public that young adult literature is a vibrant, growing genre with much to offer. And I think that's amazing. I think that the current technology of smartphones and cell phones, things that you can actually just carry around and be able to read, and e-books, all those things hopefully are contributing to making our teens more interested in learning and reading. Library Snapshot Day, I've never heard of that. Let's see what that is. It says, Library Snapshot Day provides a way for libraries of all types across the state, region, system, or community to show what happens in a single day in their libraries. Wow. Now, to me, that would be an adventure. The volumes of books and checking them out and keeping them straight, among other things, and people asking questions. It's got to be a pretty tight system to effectively work. Let me see what else it says here. It says the initiative provides an easy means to collect statistics, photos, and stories that will enable library advocates to prove the value of their libraries to decision makers and increase public awareness. Wow, that's amazing. That's a good cause, because a lot of times we don't realize how important a service is until maybe it's not there. We kind of like take libraries for granted because they've always been there. But in our current climate and with our current Congress, it's really important to stay involved in the things that are going on. Not only the things that are important to you, but the things that you also see in your communities that are helping other people. Because it might not be something, as I said before, that you need now, but it might be something that you will wish are there in the future for yourself or your children or your children's children. I mean, the library system has been here for quite some time, and It's helped a lot of families be able, especially mothers taking their children to story time at the library, or their child wants to learn about some topic that they know very little about, so they go to the library and pick up something, or an adult needs to know something. Maybe there's something that they didn't get when they were younger, and now they have a great interest in this, and they want to go and explore the possibility. So you don't realize just how important a library is until the availability of that support isn't there. And although we do have the internet and there's a lot of information, there are just some niches that the internet can't fill that the library does. I mean, it's a vast source of information of people who have been there and studying and learning for quite some time. So it's just nice to have that in place. So make sure that you, as an individual in your community, continues to work to make sure that that your libraries stay healthy and available for all to use. Another thing that they were talking about was talks about the State of America's Library Report for 2012. And it says here, it says, libraries continue to transform lives despite the challenges they faced in 2011. Patrons' demand for e-books increased just as publishers decided to limit sales to libraries or increase the price dramatically. My goodness. Budget cuts combined as the national economy struggles towards recovery from the Great Recession. And I just have to stop here for a moment. There are a lot of people out here who have lost their homes, who do not have jobs. I mean, it's just the myriad who are hungry. So anything that people can do, and that might be going to the library to learn about something to improve their condition is very important. And this recession is still affecting a lot of people. So although things look like they're getting better, there are a lot of people who still are not better. But it says, I'm going to go on here, quote, "The Library Association continues to play a leading role in the battle for privacy and intellectual freedom." And it also has on this list, it says, books that have been challenged for them to be able to keep. So there's a lot of activity, and you don't want to look up and find out that somebody else is actually deciding what you can and cannot read. So, you know, we're currently having to go back through as in our society and challenge Roe versus Wade almost. Let's not take it and have it also that our libraries all of a sudden are being restricted by a particular point of view. We really are a country, in my opinion at least, or should be a country of freedom and the right to choose and the right to respect all individuals' rights. So make sure that you just stay awake in this time, because in our society we have a lot of things going on, and most people have a lot of things going on in their lives, so they can sometimes get so busy that they don't realize that they need to always keep your eye on the full picture. Make sure that you don't just look at what's happening to you, but you're looking at what happens to everyone, because what happens to each of us happens to all of us. Okay, I just want to make a couple comments on the National Library Week here on this article. It says, "The library is a place for everyone, where each of us can go and find help in getting our questions and concerns answered. We make a difference by ensuring the needs of our library systems are addressed, and it is because of you that resources will be kept available and be there when you need them. Find out what's going on at your local libraries and stay involved. Protect the minds of our children, family, and friends, and you, by making sure to learn about what is happening locally, regionally, and nationally. It is up to us to keep our libraries available and the stock for public use and reading consumption." Thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. And as we've mentioned before, Caroline Kennedy was named the honorary chair for the National Library Week for 2013. And it's according to the American Library Association. And throughout April, libraries of all type, public, school, academic, and special, hold special events to highlight the unique role libraries play in the American society and encourage the public to use their resources. Those resources include computers, books, e-books, homework help, assistance with resumes and job searches, accurate financial information, adult education courses, support for immigrants, and more. Wow, so that's even increased a lot more than I had known. As honorary chair, Kennedy will appear in public service announcements, those are termed PSAs, promoting National Library Week, the PSAs developed by the American Library Association's campaign for America's Libraries will be placed in magazines and online throughout the spring. ALA will also offer free customization of PSAs for libraries. An advocate for reading, literacy, and libraries, Kennedy has written or edited 10 best-selling books on American history, politics, and poetry. Her latest book, Poems to Learn by Heart, due to be published in March 2013 from Disney Hyperion, an imprint of Disney Publishing Worldwide, with original illustrations by award-winning artist John J. Muth, is a companion to her New York Times number one best-selling collection, A Family of Poems. She said that many librarians she has met are professionals who are excited about their challenging role in the world, who are dedicated to serving others, who respect scholarship, and who understand that you are our guides on a lifelong journey of intellectual collaboration and collaborative composition. Your work is truly life-changing, end quote. And it could not have been better said. That's so true. The work that librarians and that whole industry does really helps our society as far as being able to improve where we are and where we want to go. That's it for our show today, and thank you for being here, and make sure to join National Library Week by going to your local library and participating, and make sure to join me back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like us on Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while you're looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, Internet Archives.org, musicians Ace Cannon, Herb Stallop, Celie Grande, Esenad Hurti, Al Hurt, Yanni, Manur, Dave, and Christian, Dave Grasson, excuse me, along with the articles that made our time more interesting today. Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk. Come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend at the libraries this week. It's really all up to you. Thank you for listening to the show today. At the beginning of the show, you might have, I heard some echoing, which was on my part. Not sure if you got it or if it was broken up for you. So we have a little time today, so I'm going to go ahead and repeat that in case you missed it. So here you go. For generations, individuals have been turning to their local libraries for information in order to learn about a subject. The library has changed with the times, and now many offer access through the internet. The library's role of educating people in an affordable way, which continues to improve and enrich lives of their patrons, providing answers to concerns and curiosities alike from an accurate source. Tomorrow begins National Library Week, April 14th through 20th. Make sure to visit your local library and join in on the festivities, and remember to tell them thank you. Many car accident victims have found helpful personal injury, disability, medical insurance, and employer information from this valuable source. Let's talk about you and Library Week and why it is important to you and your car accident concerns today here on Estra's radio show. Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio this April 13th, 2013. This is your Car Accident Talk Radio Show, sharing information and concerns that help you. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Our program talks about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident. And it's up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385 to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you may need to hear your story. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our personal injury news comes from NewYorkDailyNews.com. And the actual title of the article is Georgia Boy Saves Mom's Life Following a Car Crash. And it's by David Boroff. And his email address, if you want to send him a comment on the article, is dboroff@NYDailyNews.com. And it's also out on our Facebook site. Quote, a Georgia mother does not remember losing her life, but her young son will never forget saving it. Lisa Polk's 11-year-old offspring, Charlie, acted with the composure of someone twice his age following their car accident last month in Cummington, Georgia. Charlie's mother was driving him to the brothers' soccer game when their Jeep veered off a winding road and skidded down a 30-foot embankment. The vehicle ended up in a creek upside down. Young Charlie knew he must escape the vehicle to find help for his badly injured mother, who was in danger of drowning. I tried to look for a hole and I crawled out, Charlie told WXIA in Georgia on Tuesday. When I looked down and I saw my legs had a bunch of blood all over, and I crawled and got help. After climbing up the embankment, Charlie was able to find help. A passerby worked to keep Lisa Polk's head above water until more assistance arrived. A medical helicopter soon took her to the hospital. Lisa Polk suffered multiple broken bones, but does not remember the accident. I don't remember going off the road. I don't remember being in a helicopter. Nothing, she adds. She does know one thing. Her son is quite special. For him to do this and just be 11 years old, she told WXIA, he is awesome, end quote. You know, it's always wonderful to find a story that is uplifting and encouraging, where something tragic has something of encouragement to those who are involved. You know, one can only hope when caught in such a circumstance that one will have the courage and the determination Charlie possessed this day. What an incredible job for anyone, especially an 11-year-old. It is not necessarily your age which makes a difference, but a will to do the best you can in a difficult situation. Congratulations, Charlie. You did an excellent job, and I hope that your mother gets better soon. Now for my commentary on you and National Library Week. Children find the library as a place of adventure, a learning style that keeps them asking and being able to answer questions. The story time most libraries offer keep the kids engaged and spurs their creativity to explore the world around them. It's a way of education that feels more like getting to know about themselves and perhaps gives rise to the dreams of their destinies. Libraries can also make family time an enjoyable place to meet and share our thoughts and feelings about the things we like and find information which helps to share it in interesting ways. When the unthinkable happens, a car accident, there are rows of books with information regarding your condition, suggestions that might spark ideas to help in your recovery, and the experiences of others, medical information and research about what is known now and where people are working to get into in the future. There are possibly books, videos, audios, and internet access to allow you to find information on whatever you seek to learn. There is insurance, employer, disability, along with many topics related to personal injury. The accuracy of these resources brings past, current, and future visions of where our world has been and where it's going. And fortunately, they typically have knowledgeable librarians who are eager to assist you in locating what you're looking for, along with sharing the vast knowledge they have on particular topics. In my opinion, this is a good use of our tax dollars at work, providing inexpensive services to allow us to grow intellectually as human beings, a depository of experiences, discoveries, and continuing technological advancements. Our libraries open the door to our minds and allow us to seek and search as far as our curiosity will take us, not to mention the interesting people you'll meet and the relaxation it brings from the day-to-day struggles of dealing with a car collision. This week, join in on the events planned by your local library. Make sure to thank them for their continual hard work and support. Take someone with you. Expose them to a world that can be limitless in its ability to share more knowledge than typically one person can hold. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, and from time to time, I'll be stopping and commenting on a section. Today's article, the first one we're going to talk about, basically summarizes the actual activities for National Library Week of 2013. And it's coming from two different websites. It's the atyourlibrary.org and also the www.ala.org. And that's ALA is American Library Association. The celebration for National Library Week is from April 14th to the 20th this year. So that means it starts tomorrow. So get ready. Celebrate, it actually has a theme of communities matter at your library. And that's so true. And in my opinion, many of the library staff do their best to assist you in finding what you're looking for. The National Library Week honorary chair is Caroline Kennedy. And the actual events for this week include School Library Month, the State of America's Library Report is released on Monday the 15th, National Library Workers' Day on April 16th, which is Tuesday, National Bookmobile Day, which is April 17th, which is Wednesday, Support Teen Literature is also April 18th on Thursday. So those are some highlights, but they'll have activities all through the week. Every day across the country, libraries open their doors to everyone, including students, parents, seniors, teachers, writers, artists, job seekers, entrepreneurs, readers, gamers, music lovers, and travel buffs. And that's their list. What I would add is people who've been in car accidents, that may have injuries, who are seeking information on their condition, medical information, insurance, employer, personal injury. I mean, the list could be endless on the things that this segment of people are seeking, and it's a wonderful thing to have a location where people can go and find that information. So make sure to head to your library during the National Library Week to see what's new and also to take part in the celebration, what they're putting on in libraries all across the country. So the National Library Week is a national observation sponsored by the American Library Association, which is the ALA, and libraries across the country each April. So this is me here for a moment. So every April you can put on your calendar, let's join into National Library Week. Let's see here. They have for the whole week, basically First of all, I didn't know that this has been sponsored since 1958, so they've been observing it since that time. And it's a time that to celebrate the contributions of our nation's libraries and librarians and to promote library use and support. And that's all types of libraries, which I didn't know. It's school, public, academic, and special. And I didn't even know we had special. So participate and also find out about the different types of libraries in your community because more of these types may be open to you than you actually knew. They're also going to have on the 12th, it's called National Drop Everything and Read Day. That sounds fun. It says DEAR stands for Drop Everything and Read. National Dear Day is a special reading celebration to remind and encourage families to make reading together on a daily basis, a priority. And that's so very true. I mean, it's nothing better than sitting down and enjoying a good book and just being able to discuss it, even if it's with a young child or another adult or a teenager, anything in between. It just builds a relationship when you can both sit and talk and read different books. My daughter and I, as she grew up, read several series together, and I found it to be a very enjoyable process. And also they're going to have a National Library Workers Day, and it's Allied Professional Association also, which is ALA, the Organization for the Advancement of Library Employees, and it annually sponsors National Library Workers Day, which is great, and it falls on a Tuesday. And it was first celebrated in 2004, and it was for the purpose to recognize all library workers, including librarians, support staff, and others who make library services possible every single day. And I have to say that when you need help and you're looking for someone to find the answers, there is nothing better than finding someone at your local library who knows about your subject, points you in the direction for the books, or magazines, videos, I mean, whatever it is that they have on your subject, and explores those possibilities with you and takes the time and is patient with you in order for you to be able to get your questions answered. The National Bookmobile Day was first celebrated in 2010, wow, it's not been too long ago, by the American Library Association's Office for Literacy and Outreach Services, the Association of Bookmobile and Outreach Services, and the Association of Rural and Small Libraries. So that's a lot of people coming together to make sure that you're getting what you need in the sense of literary support. The National Bookmobile Day is an annual celebration of the contributions of our nation's bookmobiles and the dedicated professionals who make quality bookmobile outreach possible in their communities. You know, it's amazing to me that we always find people out there caring about other people in the midst of so many other things going on, that they don't actually stay within their own self. They actually get out into their communities and help people in need. And there's probably very few things as rewarding as supporting other people in their endeavors to improve themselves, just as if most people hopefully will have other people in their lives to support the things that they're trying to accomplish. Celebrate Teen Literature Day, which is the 18th, was first celebrated in the year of 2007 by the Young Adult Library Services Association. Wow, I never knew all these actual groups were out there attempting to support their communities. The purpose of the rename, which started, I guess, in 2013, Celebrate Teen Literature Day, is to raise awareness among the general public that young adult literature is a vibrant, growing genre with much to offer. And I think that's amazing. I think that the current technology of smartphones and cell phones, things that you can actually just carry around and be able to read, and e-books, all those things hopefully are contributing to making our teens more interested in learning and reading. Library Snapshot Day, Never heard of that. Let's see what that is. It says, Library Snapshot Day provides a way for libraries of all types across a state, region, system, or community to show what happens in a single day in their libraries. Wow. Now, to me, that would be an adventure. The volumes of books and checking them out and keeping them straight, among other things, and people asking questions. It's got to be a pretty tight system to effectively work. Let me see what else it says here. It says the initiative provides an easy means to collect statistics, photos, and stories that will enable library advocates to prove the value of their libraries to decision makers and increase public awareness. Wow, that's amazing. That's a good cause, because a lot of times we don't realize how important a service is until maybe it's not there. We kind of like take libraries for granted because they've always been there. But in our current climate and with our current Congress, it's really important to stay involved in the things that are going on. Not only the things that are important to you, but the things that you also see in your communities that are helping other people. Because it might not be something, as I said before, that you need now, but it might be something that you will wish are there in the future for yourself or your children or your children's children. I mean, the library system has been here for quite some time, and it's helped a lot of families be able, especially mothers taking their children to story time at the library, or if their child wants to learn about some topic that they know very little about, so they go to the library and pick up something. Or an adult needs to know something. Maybe there's something that they didn't get when they were younger, and now they have a great interest in this, and they want to go and explore the possibilities. So you don't realize just how important a library is until the availability of that support isn't there. And although we do have the internet and there's a lot of information, there are just some niches that the internet can't fill that the library does. I mean, it's a vast source of information of people who have been there and studying and learning for quite some time. So it's just nice to have that in place. So make sure that you, as an individual in your community, continues to work to make sure that that your libraries stay healthy and available for all to use. Another thing that they were talking about was talks about the State of America's Library Report for 2012. And it says here, libraries continue to transform lives despite the challenges they faced in 2011. Patrons' demand for e-books increased just as publishers decided to limit sales to libraries or increase the price dramatically. My goodness. Budget cuts combined as the national economy struggles towards recovery from the Great Recession. And I just have to stop here for a moment. There are a lot of people out here who have lost their homes, who do not have jobs. I mean, it's just the myriad who are hungry. So anything that people can do, excuse me, and that might be going to the library to learn about something to improve their condition is very important. And this recession is still affecting a lot of people. So although things look like they're getting better, there are a lot of people who still are not better. But it says, I'm going to go on here, quote, the Library Association continues to play a leading role in the battle for privacy and intellectual freedom. And it also has on this list, it says, books that have been challenged for them to be able to keep. So there's a lot of activity, and you don't want to look up and find out that somebody else is actually deciding what you can and cannot read. So, you know, we're currently having to go back through as in our society and challenge Roe versus Wade almost. Let's not take it and have it also that our libraries all of a sudden are being restricted by a particular point of view. We really are a country, in my opinion at least, or should be a country of freedom and the right to choose and the right to respect all individuals' rights. So make sure that you just stay awake in this time, because in our society we have a lot of things going on, and most people have a lot of things going on in their lives, so they can sometimes get so busy that they don't realize that they need to always keep your eye on the full picture. Make sure that you don't just look at what's happening to you, but you're looking at what happens to everyone, because what happens to each of us happens to all of us. Okay, I just want to make a couple comments on the National Library Week here on this article. It says, the library is a place for everyone, where each of us can go and find help in getting our questions and concerns answered. We make a difference by ensuring the needs of our library systems are addressed And it is because of you that resources will be kept available and be there when you need them. Find out what's going on at your local libraries and stay involved. Protect the minds of our children, family, and friends, and you by making sure to learn about what is happening locally, regionally, and nationally. It is up to us to keep our libraries available and the stock for public use and reading consumption. Thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. And as we've mentioned before, Caroline Kennedy was named the honorary chair for the National Library Week for 2013. And it's according to the American Library Association. And throughout April, libraries of all type, public, school, academic, and special, hold special events to highlight the unique role libraries play in the American society and encourage the public to use their resources. Those resources include computers, books, e-books, homework help, assistance with resumes and job searches, accurate financial information, adult education courses, support for immigrants, and more. Wow, so that's even increased a lot more than I had known. As honorary chair, Kennedy will appear in public service announcements, those are termed PSAs, promoting National Library Week. The PSAs developed by the American Library Association's campaign for America's Libraries will be placed in magazines and online throughout the spring. ALA will also offer free customization of PSAs for libraries. An advocate for reading, literacy, and libraries, Kennedy has written or edited 10 best-selling books on American history, politics, and poetry. Her latest book, Poems to Learn by Heart, due to be published in March 2013 from Disney Hyperion, an imprint of Disney Publishing Worldwide, with original illustrations by award-winning artist John J. Muth, is a companion to her New York Times number one best-selling collection, A Family of Poems. She said that many librarians she has met are professionals who are excited about their challenging role in the world, who are dedicated to serving others, who respect scholarship, and who understand that you are our guides on a lifelong journey of intellectual collaboration and collaborative composition. Your work is truly life-changing, end quote. And it could not have been better said. That's so true. The work the librarians and that whole industry does really helps our society as far as being able to improve where we are and where we want to go. That's it for our show today. And thank you for being here. And make sure to join National Library Week by going to your local library and participating. And make sure to join me back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like us on Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while you're looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, musicians Ace Cannon, Herb Stallup, Celie Grande, Esenad Hurti, Al Hurt, Yanni, Manur, Dave and Christian, Dave Grasson, excuse me, along with the articles that made our time more interesting today. Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend at the libraries this week. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.